Hi, this is Duffy Dixon with Business Radio X. We are at IATL, and that stands for Infrastructure Automotive Technology Lab. And we're talking about technology that will allow cars to communicate with signals and eventually other cars, all in the name of safety. But one of the first applications is being used for law enforcement, particularly fire departments. We talked to a fire chief who already has this technology in Marietta. Joining me now is Sandy Springs Fire Chief Keith Sanders. And Chief, you are trying to get this technology.
That is correct. We have funded it. We're in the process of working out the plan of how we will implement and hope that it will be in by July of 2020. Very excited about the technology and its capabilities and what it will be able to provide for us in Sandy Springs.
When did you first hear about this technology and what interests you about it?
Well, I've known Jackie Whitmire for several years, and he was the fire chief in City of Marietta, and he's the one that introduced me to that when he was the fire chief, and saw that a tremendous improvement on his response times, and I became interested in then on the technology. At that time, I was the chief in Alpharetta, where we are today, and we had a different type of preemption that was not as advanced as the AI technology.
What about this technology interests you most?
Expediting the units to the scene quicker of a true emergency, not be delayed by traffic, especially at traffic intersections. This is huge. It really seconds count especially a cardiac arrest, an event where someone is not breathing. You have a window of time that you must get to that patient and get them oxygen before the brain death.
And, you know, for firefighters who are on these trucks, obviously it's a huge apparatus that you're driving. And give me a sense now, not only are you trying to get somewhere fast, we are in the metro Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. Getting anywhere fast is not easy. What is it like right now without that sort of technology, and what do you face with every call?
Well, first I want to say how much I respect a professional engineer that maneuvers these large apparatus through traffic. And because they truly are experts, mm-hmm. how they can do that. It's very stressful. It's very difficult at times. And but the men and women who operate those apparatus are trained to, and they try their best to get to the incident the quickest way possible and through the least amount of traffic.
So this technology, you're hoping to get it soon. How hard was the process? Was it a hard sell? Because you obviously, you're city government, you have to go through the proper channels.
It wasn't a hard sell at all. It is making sure that we're purchasing and doing the right thing and buying the right product. And I will say there are several products out there, and I did evaluate all the products. What sets Applied Information preemption apart is the GPS technology, the integration and the advancement of that technology versus all the other competitors, and they really demonstrate that improvement that we need to see on the road and getting to that scene.
All right, Chief Keith Sanders from Sandy Springs, we appreciate it. We can't wait for you to get that technology, see how it works, and as you said, the goal, saving lives, getting there sooner.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more interviews.